我想会幕的一些器皿啊，我看还是我们按讲义哈，按讲义的顺序。
I think we'll follow the order in the handouts to go over the items in the tabernacle.
因为讲义是从会幕的门口啊慢慢讲进去，讲到最后的诸圣所。
In the handouts, it starts at the gate of the tabernacle, and then it goes inward toward the holy of holies.
啊，如果这样的话，我们要先看。院门二十七章。
So in that order, we'll start with chapter 27.
二十七章十三节。
Chapter 27, verse 13.
二十七章哈。
Chapter 27, verse 13.
十三节到十六节。
Continues to 13 to 16.
院子的东面宽五十肘，门这边的围子要十五肘，围子的柱子三根，带毛的座三个。十五节。
15.
门那边的围子也要十五肘，哈、哦。围子的柱子三根，带毛的座三个。十六。
16.
院子的门当有帘子，长二十肘。要拿蓝色、紫色、朱红色线染的细麻，用绣花的手工织成，柱子四根，带毛的做四个。那讲到这个圣殿里有这个会幕有一个门。
There says that there is a gate.
啊，事实上啊，门没有门扇哈，没有关起来，是打开的。
Doesn't have any.Panels of doors, it's just an open area.
只有上面一个帘子，木帘。
Overhead there is a screen.
所以要进去的时候啊，一定要把帘啊稍微掀开啊，然后再进去。
Actually, when you enter, you need to lift it open a little bit.
这个门很宽哦，有二十肘宽。
This door is quite wide. It's 20.
是开在东边。
And it opens for the east side.
啊，所以。这个会幕的门哈，一表耶稣基督他就是门。
This gate represents the Jesus who is the gate.
主耶稣说他是羊的门，所以进到这个门内啊，出入就有草吃。
He is the gateway to for the shepherds where they could have
他也给羊带来生命啊，而且带给羊丰盛的生命。
Come in and eat and also have a full life.
因为教会就是耶稣基督的身体啊。
The church we know is the body of Christ.
所以真教会也是门。
So the true church is also a gate.
门是朝东。
This gate
东门
faces toward the east.
哦，所以圣经里面有好几个地方啊，都讲到末世的救恩要从东方兴起。
The Bible records many places that the salvation shall come out from the east.
启示录七章里面说有一个大力的天使啊。拿着永生神的印要从东方兴起来入出之地兴起
Revelation 7 says an angel with the seal of God will come out from the east where the sun rises
以西结书四十三章说神的荣耀要从东方出来
Ezekiel 43 says the glory of God will rise out from the east
那我们讲闪电从东方照到西方
So we remember that we say
这是主耶稣讲的啦
Jesus said that the lightning will come from the east to the west. Likewise, the Son of God will come.
那个闪电是指着真理跟圣灵。
The lightning represents the truth and the Holy Spirit.
从东方照西方。
Coming from the east to the west.
那这个院围啊，就是这会幕啊，最外面的有一层细麻啊，把它围起来，围绕一个范围。
The outer perimeter.Of the tabernacle is made of fine linen.
这帐幕的院子哈，我们看第九节，二十七章第九节。
Let's look at chapter 27, verse 9.
二十七章第九节。
27, verse
9. 你要做帐幕的院子，院子南面要染的细麻，啊，做围子一百肘，长一百肘。啊，又围子的柱子要二十根，带卯的铜柱二十个。柱子的钩子、杆子都要用银，啊，笔面也要一百肘，啊， 啊，同样的为止柱子二十根，同柱二十个。所以我们看到说这个会幕啊，最外围，它的长宽。
So here describes the dimension of the outer the court of the tabernacle.
十八节哈，院子长一百肘，宽五十肘。
That is a hundred.
所以是长方形的，长方形。
It's
一百肘，五十肘。
A hundred cubes long and 50 cubes wide, so it's a rectangle.
啊，是用细麻布去织的。
And the material is a fine linen.
啊，把里面跟外面啊做一个分别。
Which separates the inside and outside.
啊，有很多的柱子哈，啊，把那个细麻布就把它撑起来。
There will be several pillars to hold up the linen curtain.
还有银杆，那个杆就钩子啊，还有银柱。
These pillars and sockets.
银钩铜柱了。
And bands are all made of actually.
啊，用绳子啊，因为那个帐幕用绳子把它拉着。啊、然后有那个铜的橛子把它钉在地里面，所以这个帐幕就能够架起来。
And the pillars, and the bands are made of silver, and then there are rods to hold them up with a bronze hook, and then that'll support the linen.
啊，所以这个院围是把里面会幕里面跟外面来做一个分别。
And the linen's purpose is to separate the inside and outside.
啊。就是说要圣洁、啊、要跟世俗有所分别。
So the tabernacle remain holy and separate from the world.
我们言语行为心思意念、啊、都要跟世界有所分别。
Our words, our deeds, our thoughts need to be different from the world.
好，我们如果从世俗当中、啊、出来、啊、跟神跟世界有所分别，神要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
If we're separated from the world and are different, then God will be our God and we can be his people.
所以这是会幕内外的一个分别。
So that is the difference between inside and outside.
在哥林多的后书六章哈，哥林多后书六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多六章，后书六章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14.
我们跟不信的言不相配，不要同乎一轭。义和不义有什么相交？光明和黑暗有什么相通？基督和比勒有什么相合？信主和不信主有什么相干？神的殿和偶像有什么相同？因为我们是永生神的殿。所以神说啊，我要在他们中间居住，他们在他们中间往来，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说啊，你们一定要从他们中间出来，跟他们分别，不要去沾染不洁净的物，我就收纳你们、啊、做你们的父，你们做我的儿女。好，所以神的子民要跟世俗、啊、有很断然的分别。
God's people shall be different from the world、
啊、才能够成为神的儿女，神才会收纳我们。
Only then can we be accepted as children of God、
啊、不要去沾染到不洁净的东西。
You shouldn't be tainted by unclean things.
哎呦，柱子，柱子就啊。教会要有柱子、啊、才能够建立起来。
Pillars,
要柱石。
Pillars also tell us that each church needs to have pillars.
原就是、啊、主的救赎、啊、我们靠着主的救赎成为我们站立主主的力量。
And silver also represents salvation, which is the strength of our faith.
铜的结柱、啊、这个表示经过锻炼过。属灵的恩赐，那个坚固牢靠。
And bronze represents something that's been tried by fire and it stands firm.
让我们看二十七章的第一节。
Let's now look at chapter 27, verse 1.
进到这个会幕里面哈，从门进来以后，第一个器皿就是祭坛。
The first item you see when you enter the tabernacle is the altar of the burnt offering.
二十七章的一节
，Chapter 27, verse 1。
说要用皂荚木做坛，啊，坛料四方的，长五肘，宽五肘，高三肘，好、啊，在坛的四拐角上做四个角，与坛接连一块，用铜包裹。啊，做盆，要做盆，收集坛上的灰，做铲子， 坛子、肉叉子、佛顶和一切的器具。第四节说，坛做一个铜网，网在网的四角上，这是个铜环。他把网安在坛的四面围摇板以下，使网下达到坛的半腰。赵家木做坛，为坛做杠，就是要抬的。坛的里面是空的，都是照着山上主事的样式，就造祭坛。祭坛是要献牛献羊的地方。
It describes where we would offer oxen and sheep.
是用是预表耶稣基督的十字架救恩。
This is the symbol for the cross that Jesus was nailed on, which represents our salvation.
耶稣在十字架上替我们牺牲流血了。
Jesus died and shed his blood.
所以铜祭坛是预表十字架。
The bronze altar represents the cross.
这个铜祭坛是用皂荚木包铜。
This material is made of acacia wood, and I was.
皂荚木我们讲过说，这是指着人性。
Coated with bronze, acacia represents human nature.
耶稣成为人来到世界上。
That Jesus came in the human form.
经过铜的、火的熬炼。
That after trial of fire.
才能够完成救恩。
Like the bronze, he was perfected.
所以一生受苦。最后为我们死。
To bring salvation through suffering and dying for us.
就是非常大的一种苦练才为我们献上去。
This is through a very difficult process to be offered.
铜是四方的。
The altar is a square.
表示说耶稣的救恩是要，十字架的救恩是要拯救天下四方万民。
This means that this salvation will be for all people in all corners of
the world. 这个铜很大，铜祭坛很大。
This is a very big altar.
表示耶稣基督的救恩是何等的长阔高深。
Because God's salvation is also long, deep, wide.
这个铜有四个角。
There are four horns on this altar.
角都是在圣经里面都是象征能力。
Horns in the Bible usually represent power.
因为这个十字架的救恩带给我们非常大的能力。
Through the cross, that it has brought much power for us.
我们能够从死亡当中被拯救出来，能够进到神的国里面。
So we can be brought out from death to enter into His kingdom.
因为十字架的救恩败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
The power of the cross had defeated the controller of death.
把我们从死亡当中救赎出来，让我们得永远的生命。
So that we've been elevated from death into life.
这是靠着神的大能。
This is all by the might of God.
这主要的意思是这样。
So that is the basic meaning.
铜祭坛再过来是洗濯盆。
The next thing we see is the laver.
看三十章。
In chapter 30.
三十章十七节。
Chapter 30, verse 17.
三十章十七节。
30:17.
神小玉摩西说十八节
18.
你要用铜做洗濯盆和盆座，以便洗濯，要将盆放在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里盛水。19节
19.
亚伦和他的儿子要在这里洗手洗脚。20节
20.
他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职，给神献火祭的时候，必用水洗濯，免得死亡。21节
21.
他们洗手洗脚，免得死亡，这要做亚伦让他后裔世世代代永远的定例。所以在祭坛后面有一个洗濯盆。
Behind the altar there is a washing basin.
洗濯盆就是你要服侍前要献祭，或者要进到圣所里面服侍都是要去洗手洗脚。
That's where you have to go wash your hands and feet before you go into the holy place and also the altar.
洗干净了以后才可以去服侍神。
Only after you've washed everything clean can you go.
这要告诉我们说，我们要洁净自己追求圣洁，才能够有资格来服侍神。
This tells us that we need to keep ourselves holy before we come and serve God.
才能够在神的圣所里面来服侍。
And that's the only time we could serve God.
这个许卓本有两种，在历代志下是讲方形的，在列王记上第七章那个就是圣殿呢、啊、是圆形的。
There are two kinds of lavish recorded. In 2 Chronicles, it actually is described as a square, but in 1 Kings chapter 7, it's a round.
但是没有记它的尺寸、哦、
But they did not record the dimensions.
它是用铜做的。
They did say it's made of bronze.
在38章的第八节，就是实际在造的时候说要用妇人的那个镜子，铜镜来做。
In chapter 38, where it actually records the making of this laver, says it's made of mirrors from serving women.
对，就是说我们要靠着，要追求圣洁啊，啊，好像在照镜子一样。啊，神的话就一面镜子啊。
It says to us that when we want to become holy, it's as if we need to use the Bible as a mirror to shine to see what we have done wrong.
所以要洁净自己。才能够来服侍神。
So that we could purify ourselves and to serve God.
一个人要服侍神呢、啊，必须要成圣，必须要经过几个步骤。
To be sanctified, there are several procedures.
一个是水洗。
One is through the water baptism.
我们本来原罪本罪洗掉。
That our original sin, our previous sins are washed away.
再来是灵洗。
Then are the spiritual baptism.
再来是道洗。
Then there's the
用水借着道继续把我们洗。
Baptism of God's Word, which continuously washes.
另外一个就是火炼的火洗。
And then the next one is the baptism of fire.
这样才能够成圣完全。
And that's how we could become holy.
我们看二十六章的三十六节。
Let's look at chapter 26, verse 36.
二十六章的三十六节。
Chapter 26, verse 36.
三十六。你要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和染的细麻，用绣花的手工织帐幕的门帘。这个是要圣所的门帘呢、啊。
Describe the screen for the holy place.
这是跟外院哈、哦，外院从外院啊要进到圣所里面啊，有一个门帘。
Or the sanctuary. So after you enter the court.Before you go into the sanctuary, you'll come across this screen.
这个门帘、啊、非常美，是用好几种颜色、啊、用巧工把它织起来。
It's a very artistic screen made of different colors.
当然要进去的时候都是要低头啊，弯腰才能够进去。
Likewise,
所以要谦卑啊，进去服侍神。
Likewise, to enter to the sanctuary, we need to bow our heads to show our humility.
这个门帘呢、啊，这也是形容耶稣基督的容美啊，来吸引人。
This screen represents the beauty of Christ, which attracts people to come to Him.
这有五根的柱子哈、啊，有五根柱子。
There are five pillars to support this.
然后把这个门帘把它竖起来。
To hold it up.
所以这都是主织。很重要的一个根基啦、啊、教会要有好的干部才能够建立起来显出神的荣耀
and as in a church there should be important workers like pillars to glorify the name of God
门人进去以后 在右边、啊、就是陈设品的桌子
after you enter on your right will be the showing bread
我们看25章
let's look at chapter 25
二十五章二十三节。
Chapter 25, verse 23.
二十五章二十三节。要用皂荚木做一张桌子，长二肘，宽一肘，高一肘半。二十四节。
24.
要包上金金，四围镶上，四围镶上金牙边。桌子的四围各做一掌宽的横梁，横梁上镶着金牙边。要做四个金环安在桌子的四角就是桌子四角上的四个角安环的地方要挨近横梁可以穿杠抬桌子用皂荚木做两根杠二十九节桌子上的盘子调根奠酒的脚瓶都要用金做的 又要在桌子上在我面前常摆陈设饼，这个叫做陈设饼的桌子。
This is the table for the showbread.
它就是用金金做的。
It's made of pure gold.
有一次在夏威夷教会要灵恩会之前。
Once at before spiritual convocation in Hawaii Church.
我记得是2000年的时候有一个姐妹先看异象。
I think it was about in 2000, a sister saw a vision.
看天开了。
She saw that the heaven opened.
感谢主，从那一次圣灵在那边做工好多人得圣灵。
And praise the Lord after that, the Lord has descended His Holy Spirit on many.
第二年在要灵修会之前。
2 years after that, before a cultivation.
有个姐妹她就看到那个金的桌子，一个金色的桌子。
A sister saw a golden table.
那所以她就问说：“这个是到底什么意思？怎么会看到这样的异象？”
So she asked, "Why she would see a vision like that?"
我们看到说这个是那个饼桌陈设饼的桌子。
So we see here, this is the table for the showbread.
上面有摆了两排的陈设饼，十二个陈设饼。
On the table are 12 showbreads in two rows.
这个桌子就是这个饼桌所摆的这个食物就是主的耶稣基督是我们的生命粮食。
The table with the bread represents that Jesus is the bread of life.
神的道也是我们生命的粮食。
His words are food for us.
要带给我们丰盛的属灵生命的。
And this food would bring us abundant life.
所以这陈设饼的桌子有这样的意义在。
So that is what the showbread means.
因为这个桌子桌上的那个陈设饼都特制的，而且常常要更换的。
Because these are special breads that are made in a special way and they have to be changed.
那个饼是要给服侍神的祭司来吃的。
And this bread is intended for the priests to eat.
所以每天你能够服侍神常常就享受神的恩惠能够得饱足。
So every day when the priests serve the Lord, they could have the bread to eat and be filled.
能够享受在神里面服侍的那一种喜乐。
That they could enjoy the serving.
并且这个饼是常常要更新。
As this bread needs to be changed a lot.
所以我们每天每天都有新的恩典。
So every day we also need to have new food and a new blessing for our spiritual life.
当然把陈设饼这个饼就是一种数据就是我们劳苦耕种的成果，也是把这个献给神。
It also is a grain of offering. It's the fruit of our hard work that we offer to God.
表示我们常常要有一些结果也要有善行这样来荣耀神。
Likewise, we should have some works and some charitable deeds to offer to God.
看三十一节。
Verse 31.
二十五章三十一节。
Chapter 35, verse 31.
要用金金做一个灯台。灯台的座和杆和杯球花都要接连一块垂出来。32. 灯台两旁插出六个枝子，这旁三个，那旁三个。这旁每枝上有三个杯球，球形状像杏花，有球有花。那边也是一样。所以这里讲到说用一块金金把它慢慢锤锤是一个金灯台。
So this is chapter 25, verse 31 to 33. So with a pure piece of gold, you have to mold it into a golden lamp.
这个灯台有七个灯盏。
This lamp stand has seven.
中间一个，旁边各三个。
Seven lamps, one in the center and three on each side.
这个灯盏有杯有球有花。
This lamp has a bulb, a blossom, and also an ornament.
这个都是相当漂亮的一个灯台，可以在那点灯把会幕就照得很亮。
It's a very ornamented lampstand which brings light to the tabernacle.
所以这个金灯台就表示耶稣是世界上的光。
This light is the light of Jesus to the world.
所以把我们从黑暗当中带向光明。
Which brings us from darkness into light.
所以好像清晨的日光照到大地。
So like the morning light, it brings the earth light.
黑暗消失掉。
And darkness disappears.
啊，所以那些死亡死荫幽谷里面的人就有大光来临到他们。
Those who are living in the shadow of the valley of death could have the light.
那这个灯台也组织教会。
This lamp also represents a church.
啊，教会是金灯台。
The church is the golden lamp.
在启示录一章里面讲到啊，有七个金灯台。
In the Revelations, it records seven lampstands.
啊，七跟十都组织完全数，组织。所有神的属神的教会。
Seven is a perfect number, so this represents all the churches of God.
我记得有一年在夏威夷开 NCC 哦。
Remember one year at a national.
因为本来有一段时间夏威夷教会不在美国总会里面。
A national church conference in Hawaii. There was a time where the Hawaii church.
啊，所以他们都派观察员。
Part of the USGA, so we sent some auditors.
啊，在那段时间呢、啊，有一个姐妹祷告中看异象。
Once a sister prayed and saw a vision.
看七个灯台哈、哦，六个在一起啊，很亮。
She saw seven lampstands, six were together and shining brightly.
啊，有一个、啊、离得很远。
One was very distant and.
啊，灯都快消失掉。
And the light was just was very.
后来他们开了临时的植物会。
Soon they held a ad hoc council.
说应该要回到美国总会啊。
They decided to return back to the USGA.
所以开会当中啊，就休会三十分钟。
And during the meeting, they paused for 30 minutes.
欢迎夏威夷教会回到美国总会来，那个时候很感动人。
During the NCC, they paused to welcome the Hawaii Church, and that was very touching.
所以我们知道说，这个七个灯台是主的神的教会啊，就是要连在一起，要发发光。
And so the seven lampstands represent the union of all the churches where we could be together to shine.
所以我们教会虽然在各地啊，但是我们是联署成为一体的。真教会是联署一体的。
Although we are geographically scattered, we are one in true church in one body.
在世界各地啊发光啊，传扬末世的救恩。
So in all corners of the world, we shine light and bring salvation.
所以在启示录里面说啊，主耶稣就在灯台当中啊。行走。
In Revelations, Jesus walked among the lampstands.
啊，他手里啊，啊，拿个七个星，就是教会的使者。
In his hand held seven stars, and they were the messengers.
所以我们每一个服侍神的人呢、啊，都在神的手中，神保护着。
Messengers of the church, so everyone who serves God is in God's palm.
啊，我们也顺服神的旨意而、啊、来行事。
And that we And follow his will and do his.
所以这个教会啊，就是一个发亮的金灯台。
So the church is a shining lampstand.
好、哦，那所以这个灯台啊，虽然七个灯盏，但是是一块金金凿出来的。
Even though this is seven lampstands, there's made of one piece of gold.
啊，经过火炼，啊，熬炼了、啊，要慢慢锤啊，才能够成为一个灯台。
And this lamp has to be molded and goes through fire,
而且是连属一体的
and reshaped, but it still remains connected.
这都是主的教会的合一啊，同心啊，非常重要，一体的关系。
This emphasizes the importance of a unity in church.
啊，点灯啊，可以照亮自己，啊，照亮圣所，啊，这个灯要常常点着，就要常常加油。
This lamp not only shines ourselves, it also shines. The sanctuary and it has to always be
所以祭司啊，每天啊，早晚都要去清理这个灯。
So the priests have to in the morning and night trim the lampstand.
撒母耳记上里面说到，撒母耳以利做士师的时代。
In First Samuel records when Eli was the priest.
啊，说以利啊，年纪老迈啊，睡着了。
Says that Eli was old and he fell asleep.
啊。以利的两个儿子啊，不好的祭司。
His two sons were bad priests.
啊，那个时候虽然撒母耳要去服侍神。
At that time, even though Samuel was there to
serve God. 啊，但是年纪太小了。
But he was still too young.
他说神的灯啊，在会幕里面呢、啊，还没有熄灭。
It records that the lamp of God was still not put out in the sanctuary.
其实那一句话就是描写当时会幕的情景。
But that word, that phrase, encapsulated.
老祭司啊，已经年纪那么大了，九十岁了。
The situation because the old priest is
他两个儿子啊，坏人呐，啊，做很多坏事。
And he's already over 90, and his kids have done many bad
things. 啊，另外一个小祭司啊，还那么小，还没长大。
But the young Samuel was still very young.
他说神的灯啊，好像快熄掉一样了。
So it's like the light of God is almost dying.
啊，那个主着那个圣殿荒凉的情景，很可怜。
And it describes a very pitiful state in this sanctuary.
啊，所以他们去打仗啊，就失掉了，啊，耶柜都被掳了，祭司被杀了。
So when they went into the battle, the priests were killed and the ark was captured.
因为说那个时候啊，神的话语稀少，没有什么默示。
At that time, there was the words of God was few and there was very little inspiration. Later on, when Samuel became the high priest, everything was revived.
启示录里面讲到说啊，我们这个灯台啊，如果不发光的话，神会把灯台移掉。
Revelation says if the lampstand doesn't shine, God will remove the lampstand.
有的人本来是很亮的灯台，但是因为啊，后来软弱了，就被移掉了。
Some people used to shine, but after they withered away, God, they stopped.
有所教会啊，说他们失掉了起初的爱心。
Says that the church in Ephesus had lost its first love.
神说你们要从哪里要回想啊，从哪里失落的要赶快找回来。
And Jesus said, where you have fallen, you have to pick up.
不然的话，我就把你的灯台拿掉。
Pick up from there again, otherwise I remove.
灯台拿掉就是消失掉了，就失掉了光明了，前途没有希望了。
Without the lampstand, there will be no light and no hope for the future.
所以我们要让这个灯啊，常常点着。
So we need to keep this light shining.
另外一个哈，就是真理失掉，那个灯光也会消失掉。
The other reason we would lose the light is if the truth were to disappear.
我听一个长老在见证啊。I've
heard an elder once testifying.
说有一个教会本来啊是一个相当兴旺的教会。That
it was a church that was at one point quite prosperous.
后来他去的时候，他就觉得奇怪，那怎么整个教会的气氛呢不太对。
Another time when he visited, he felt that something wasn't right.
啊，变成教会冷冷的，没什么人。
He thought that the church was quite empty.
啊，他在上台领会的时候。
And when he was on the pulpit,
发现说一个很怪的现象，那个讲台上啊，怎么那个瓶瓶罐罐一大堆。
And he saw there were all kinds of jars on the pulpit.
啊，后来他就问那个翻译的弟兄。
So he asked the interpreter next to him,
他说这到底是在做什么?
What are these things for?
他说我们的负责人告诉我们哦,
he said that our council members told us,
说我们祷告都是向着讲台哦, 要让圣灵充满,
that when we pray, we face the pulpit to ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们回家哦, 把那个橄榄油都拿来放在讲台上,
so when you go home, bring your olive oil and put it on the pulpit.
大家祷告的时候让那个橄榄油圣灵充满,
and so when we pray for the olive oil to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后带回去头痛啦发烧啦什么都可以去擦。
And if you have any kind of headache or you have a cold, you can bring the olive oil and it'll make you feel better.
所以这个长老说，难怪这个教会啊，变成不太一样，冷冷的。
And the elder understood why this church had changed.
因为道理偏差了。
Because they had stray away from the
说本来一个很兴旺的教会，灯台就慢慢消失掉了。
So a church that used to be very zealous for God, the lamp began not to shine.
我们看30章，出埃及记30章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 30.
30章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 30 verse 1.
你要用皂荚木做 一座烧香的坛，阿兰要四方的长一座，宽一座，高要两座，坛的四角要与坛接连一块。第三节，要用尖尖把坛的上面与坛的四围，并坛的四角包裹，要在坛的四围镶上金牙边。 第六节，第六节。
Verse 6。
要把坛放在法柜前的幔子外，对着法柜的施恩座，就是我要与你相会的地方。第七节。
7。
亚伦在坛上要烧馨香料做的香，每早晨 烧熟灯的时候要烧这个香，黄昏的时候要烧香，还要世世代代烧香。第九节，这坛上不可奉上异样的香，不可献燔祭、素祭，不可浇上奠祭。亚伦一年一次啊，要在坛的脚上行赎罪之礼。一年一次要用赎罪生的血在坛上行赎罪之礼，做世世代代的定例。那做香坛，我们讲说这个香坛是最高的，其他都是一组半，这个是两组。
I mentioned before, this is the highest structure inside the sanctuary. Everything else is only 1.5 cubes.
因为香坛是主的祷告。
This is 2 cubes and represents our prayers.
因为祷告好像香一香一样，可以达到神面前。
It's like an incense that'll reach to God.
一方面是表示耶稣基督啊，他中保的代祷。
Represents Jesus as the mediator.
他回到天上去，他还是一样的继续为我们代祷。
After he is ascended, he continues to intercede for all of us.
所以有时候我们自己祷告阶段很孤单呐、啊。其实我们要想到，耶稣也跟我们，也在为我们祷告。我们不孤单的。
When we're praying by ourselves, we feel we're all alone. Remember, Jesus is praying for us, and we're not.
主耶稣中保的代祷。
He is the mediator and the intercessor.
另外就是主做我们信徒本身的祷告。
And it also represents our own prayers.
好像香一样达到神的面前。
It reaches to God like a sweet aroma.
圣经里面说啊，哥尼流他的祷告啊，得到神的悦纳。
Bible says the prayer of Cornelius pleased God.
因为他是一个相当虔诚的人。
Because he was a devout person.
所以神主是彼得，主是天使啊。他叫他去请彼得来为他们讲道。
So God sent an angel to go and invite Peter to preach to him.
他那个香坛是四方的。
This altar is a square.
我们讲到说神的救恩要临到四方。
Remember God's salvation will reach all corners of the world.
这里主则说啊，多方的祷告。
So this prayer is in all directions.
我们可以为我们自己，为我们家人啊，为众教会，为所有的世人。
We pray for ourselves, our family, all the churches and people in the world.
因为这个香坛又有四个角。
It also has four horns.
因为祷告可以得到非常大的能力。
Because with prayer that we could gain strength.
所以义人的祷告是大有功效的。
The prayer of the righteous prevails much.
皂荚木包尖尖的。
This again is made of acacia wood and encased in gold.
皂荚木就指着我们人性啊，我们本来是很卑微的，很软弱的。
Acacia wood represents a human weak and humble nature.
但是透过祷告啊，就能够显出神的荣耀能力。
But through prayer, we could manifest the glory and the power of God.
所以说，我们好像一种瓦器一样。
So we are just like an earthen vessel.
瓦器是土造的，很脆弱啊。
A clay vessel is made of
一摔就破掉了
soil, and it's easy. It's very
但是因为有宝贝在我们身上，就能够显出莫大的能力来。
Because there is treasure inside this clay vessel, we could manifest the glory.
所以保罗说：“我夸口我的软弱。”
Paul says that I would boast about my weaknesses.
因为我软弱的时候，我就想着靠主。
Because when I'm weak, I know to rely on God.
这个祷告靠主，我就得到刚强了。
And through praying and trusting God, I could be strong.
所以我们是那个皂荚木啊，很卑微、很软弱的。
So we are as humble and weak as the acacia.
但是透过祷告啊，就能显出能力来。
But through our prayers, then we could be strong.
这个香坛是对着施恩座。
And this incense altar is facing the mercy seat.
所以隔着幔主，前面就是施恩座，就是跟施恩座最靠近的一个圣器。
It's right outside of the veil, and it's the closest thing to the mercy seat.
也就是最直接啊，得神施恩的方法。
It's also the most direct way to receive blessings.
所以我们要常常烧香。
So we need to perpetually burn.
早上烧，晚上烧，世世代代一直烧香。
It's going in the morning and at night and throughout generations.
所以我们在家里面，我们要有香坛。
And at home, we should also have an altar of incense.
我们教会里面也要香坛。
Our church needs an altar of
incense. 那我们在这边学习祷告的精神。
Here we learned the
要带回我们的家。
We learn to pray and we bring
it home. 带回我们的教会。
We to bring it to the church.
由我们好像一个火种一样来影响到别人。
We may be like a spark, and then we can spread this out.
要常常烧香。
We need to burn incense.
看三十章的三十四节。
Now look at chapter 30, verse 34.
三十章三十四节。
Chapter 30, verse 34.
神问了摩西说，你要起馨香的香料，就是拿他弗斯喜列喜利比拿，这馨香的香料和净乳香各样一般的分量。三十五节。
35。
还要用这些加上盐，做按做香的方法，做成清净圣洁的香。好，这里讲到这个烧的香啊，是特注的。
This is a very special incense.
看起来这个香啊，不是整株的，而是几样的材料把它调配在一起。
Looks like it's the incense doesn't look like a stick. It may be just a mixture of herbs.
啊，这个香啊是专门给神闻的，人不可以做香来闻。
And this is designated to God. No one can make it for themselves.
啊，也不可以献啊，其他你人自己做的香。
And we can't use any other kind of incense.
我小的时候啊，我每一次一经过那个庙的门口啊，我就觉得很难过。
When I was little, every time I passed through a Buddhist temple, I felt really
因为那个香啊，不香，很臭。
Uncomfortable because the incense didn't smell good at all.
很难闻。
It was very bad.
哦，你们有没有这种感觉？那个香不香？
And many people felt the same way.
啊，有时候啊，闻了以后啊，好像要呕吐。
Some people I feel nauseated from smelling it.
啊，但是啊，按照这个香的做法做的，给神闻的应该是很香，圣香。
But using this method of spices, this should be a very good aroma.
那这些材料都是特选的。
And these are all very choice material.
第一个就是拿他弗。
One is
拿他弗啊。三十五，三十四节。
Sweet spice tacta。
它有三种嘛，哈。
对。
那它不是喜类喜利比拿，有没有
？Okay, the first one, I think。
哦，第一个，啊，这个第一个材料啊，就是一种树啊，把它割了以后，它流出来的那种胶。
This is the milk from the tree after you've made a slit the like the
这表示说啊，被割伤了，还是祷告赞美的意思。
This is praise to God even after we have suffered.
主要是被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was nailed to
the cross. 他还为那个钉他的人啊，他祷告说：“神父啊，你要赦免他们，他们是出于无知的。”
On the cross, he prayed.And saying that they don't know what they're doing, Father, forgive them.
尸体完，人家用锄头把他打死。
Stephen, when he was stoned to death,
他还祷告说：“父啊，你不要把这个罪归给他们呢。”
He prayed to the heavenly Father, "Don't."
虽然在受创伤当中啊，还是祷告。
Second,
他要把那个贝壳啊，把它磨粉。
A nitsha is a kind of a shell that's being ground up.
啊，成为一个很香的香料啊来。做香
，and this ocean shell is also a very good smell.
这就是说、啊，你虽然在那个火炼当中、磨炼当中啊，被磨了，还是一样感谢赞美。
This is when you've been tried and ground into powder by fire, you can still praise.
我们说耶伯啊，他在受试炼当中啊，什么都没有掉了。
When Job was going through his trials, he lost everything.
全身还受还长疮。
His body was full of boils.
他的太太说、啊、你拜神拜到这样的地步啊，干脆弃掉神死了算了。
His wife even told him, if you worship God and you are in this state, why don't you just forsake God?
但是他说啊，赏赐在神，收取在神，神是应当称颂的。
But he told her, the Lord gives me everything; he could take anything away. I still want to praise.
虽然在那么大的试炼当中啊，还是感谢赞美。
Even if in all these trials, he still praised God.
所以你看神得到多大的荣耀。
We can imagine how much glory God had.
所以神对撒旦说啊，你看我的仆人耶伯，你有没有看一看
？So Satan, God talked to Satan, see my servant Job.
他是行事正直、远离恶事的人。
He walks righteously and he shuns evil.
扫乱说啊，因为你给他太多了嘛，保护他好像围着篱笆，他当然感谢你啊。
Satan, talk back to God. You protected him with a fence. Of course, he will praise you.
你如果把他篱笆拆掉，把他所有通通得掉拿走了以后，他一定当面弃掉你。
I think if you take away his fence and take away everything he has, he will stop praising you.
神就是要证明说这个约伯的信心啊，的确是很完美的。
God wanted to show that Job's faith is complete.
不是因为神赏赐他才赞美神。
And not because of his blessings that he praised.
所以那容许撒旦啊，把他所有的拿走。
He allowed Satan to remove all his possessions.
那约伯还是一样的感谢赞美神呢。
But Job continued on praising God.
所以证明神的判断是对的。约伯的确是一个相当好的义人。
So this showed that God's judgment of Job was right, and he is indeed a righteous man.
所以圣经里面说，我们得到神的恩典，欢欢喜喜。
The Bible says we receive His word and we are full of joy.
但是在百般的试炼当中，也是一样欢欢喜喜。
But in all kinds of trials, we still need to remain joyful.
因为在患难当中，神借着圣灵把他丰盛的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Because in the trials, the love of God through the Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts.
在磨练当中，同样的感谢。
In the process of grinding and trials, we still give thanks.
另外第三种材料叫洗利比拿。
The third material, Gabbana,
也是一种士的液哈，是流出来的液体。
It's also a kind of milk.
可以杀虫用的。
It could be used as an insecticide.
好，也可以做药用。
It could also be medicinal.
比如说我们的祷告啊，可以驻守肉体的情欲。
And our prayers could put to death the fleshly lusts.
医治我们灵性上各样的疾病。
And it could cure all our spiritual ailments.
那个伯恩教会的Jason Yu 啊
，the brother Jason Yu in Baldwin Park Church。
还有呢，他没有信主以前有很多不好的习惯呢、后来头发都掉了。
Before he came to the Lord, he had many bad habits and he lost all.
那后来教会得圣灵以后啊，他觉得有力量。
After he came to church and got the Holy Spirit.
所以每一次情欲想要发动的时候
，he had so much strength that each time he
他就祷告
to go back to the old.
圣灵很充满。
He prayed and the Spirit filled.
说好像火在燃烧
like the fire burning inside.
就可以把那个情欲把它烧掉。
And then he could burn away this lust.
所以就是这样来得胜啊。
And that's how he prevailed.
所以这个洗利比拿就是一种药，可以治病的。
Galbanum is a medicine that will cure diseases.
另外一个就是纯净的乳香。
And next one is pure frankincense.
所以这个香是很香气的，非常圣洁纯净的乳香。
And this is a very, very pure, very good smelling incense.
我们祷告要举起圣洁的手啊。
When we pray, we should hold up our hands.
清心祷告就能够得见神。
To hold a pure heart, and we could see God.
另外一个就是加上盐。
And next, we need to add salt.
盐一方面表示和气。
Salt represents
以前那么盐液啊，表示除酒性。
Peace and the salt covenant
永久不改变
also represents the everlasting nature of the covenant.
香的材料啊，说一般分量都是一样一样平均的分量。
All the ingredients should be of the same amount.
表示每一样东西都一样重要。
Because each one is equally important.
所以常常要烧香。
So we need to burn incense often.
我们再看二十六章。
Look at chapter 26.
我们把这个讲完，我们就结束了。
We'll finish this and conclude our classes.
二十六章有一个木幔，木幔其实就是那个圣所的上面的顶盖。
In the chapter, it records a wooden curtain, which is the top covering of the sanctuary.
它有四层。
There are four layers.
从外面看呢、看起来不是很好看。
The outside appearance may not be.
但里面越看越美。
But the inside is more beautiful the longer you look at.
最外面那层叫海狗皮。
The outer is the badger skin.
海狗皮很耐用啊，所以风吹雨打都没有关系。
And it endures different weathers, and it's long-lasting.
但是不好看。
But it's not very pretty.
那好像耶稣基督啊，他没有什么加行美容。
It's like Jesus's outer appearance or his background is not very.
人家说啊，这个木匠的儿子啊，他没有读过书。
They say he's the son of a carpenter and he's not learned.
所以耶稣没有什么外貌可以让人羡慕。
Jesus has no outer appearance for us to admire.
神的教会也是一样，没有什么外貌。
Likewise, it's a true church.
好，而在建立城啊，就是染红的公羊皮。
The second layer is the ramskin that's been dyed red.
这是牺牲流血。
It is represents the sacrifice.
就主耶稣的救赎啊，啊，替我们舍命啊，流血。
Sacrifice of his life and the shedding of blood.
啊，在近一层是山羊毛。
The inner layer from that is
非常的柔软，非常的舒服。
A lamb wool and it's very soft and comfortable.
啊，我们就对主耶稣的认识啊，主耶稣柔和谦卑啊。
And that's how we know Jesus is very merciful, very humble.
啊，也是要我们要温柔顺服呢。
And that we should
随他的样式。
Submit.To him and follow his example.
啊，在最里面的一层啊是白细麻。
And the most inner layer is fine linen.
啊，然后用蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线去织成。
And it's woven, with, blue, purple, and.
还绣上基路伯。
Scarlet linen and also has.
所以最里面的一层啊，非常的尊贵柔美。
Design of cherubim and it is very holy and very beautiful.
相当的漂亮，哈。所以我们对主耶稣的认识也是，你越认识啊，越知道他的尊贵、荣耀、华美。
Same with Jesus, the deeper you know him, the more you realize how beautiful.
你如果刚看表面呢、啊，啊，这个有什么木匠的儿子啊，没有什么美容，没有外貌可以让你看。
If you just judge by his appearance, he's just the son of a carpenter, and there's nothing.
真教会也是一样。
As with the true church.
有很多人看不起。
A lot of people despise the church.
我们也没有很多神学家。
We don't have theologians here.
啊，也没有很多事业家。
We don't have big CEOs in the church.
但是啊，里面有神同在，有神的灵，有神的荣耀尊贵宝贝在里面。
We have the spirit of God here, and we that is the precious and the glory of the church.
另外一个就是幔子。
The second item
31节，二十六章三十一节。
Veil is in verse 31.
那幔子就是把圣所跟住圣所把它隔开。
So、this veil separates the sanctuary from the holy of holies.
预表主耶稣的身体哈。
It represents the body of Christ.
因为本来人有罪啊，所以人没有办法到住圣所。
For we all have sinned, we could not enter the holy of holies.
靠着主耶稣的救恩呐、啊，这个幔子破了啊，所以。住圣所的路打通了。
Through his salvation, the veil was torn in two, and the way is open.
啊，这个幔子啊，是用紫色、红色、细麻、蓝色线织的。
And this veil is also made of blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen.
啊，绣上基路伯。
And it also has the design of a.
啊，这都是主着耶稣基督的完美。
This represents the perfection of Christ.
啊，紫色表君王，啊，基路伯里面的狮子脸也是表君王。狮子。
The purple and also the lion design all represents royalty.
耶稣要来世界上做王。
Jesus will be a king in the world.
属灵国度的王。
A spiritual king.
所以不是很远的地方啊，都要来朝拜他。
So the wise men from afar come and worship.
朱红色是主的救赎啊，舍命牺牲。
Scarlet represents sacrifice and blood.
啊，基路伯的第二个脸就是牛。
The second phase of the cherubim is ox.
所以马可福音呢、啊，就讲到主耶稣的服侍。
So Mark describes how Jesus served as an ox.
再来第三个材料是细麻，这人性。
The third is linen, which is the human nature.
啊，也就是基路伯里面的人的脸。
And it's the human face of a cherubim.
啊，主耶稣的人性啊，其实我们人是按照神的形象造的。
That we are created after the image of.
主耶稣是真人呐、啊，是完全的人。
Jesus is a true and perfect man.
所以在世界上充满着人性啊。所以看到拉萨路死了、啊，就是哀哭。
So he has this humane side, and he cried when Lazarus.
看到有一些人呐、啊，生病很痛苦啊，那就怜悯他们，同情他们。
When he saw many people who were sick and waiting for help, he had compassion.
因为长大麻风的来说，主啊，你若肯的话，可以，我就可以得洁净了。
And the people with leprosy came and asked for cleanness.
主耶稣说：“我肯啊， 啊，你接近吗？
He says, I am willing, be clean.
啊，一般人麻风病，人家都不敢接近，主耶稣还伸手摸摸他。
Most people would stay far away from people with leprosy.
充满着爱心呐、啊，怜悯、慈悲的心肠。
He touched them with a heart of love, compassion, and mercy.
另外，蓝色是主属天。
And the blue color represents heaven.
也就是那个基路伯的鹰的脸。
And it's the eagle face of a cherubim.
啊，是表示。非常神圣而且有力量的
represents very holy and very powerful
主耶稣的神性
and that is the God nature of Jesus
那其实这也是我们学习效法的榜样
these are all examples for us to follow
好像启示录里面所谈到的四活物
just like the living creatures in Revelation
这做狮子啊就是要有带领的能够带动整个教会的圣工
a lion would be someone who could lead the holy work in church.
当然，那个四活物不一定主张说一定要安立的长老、执事负责人，不是。
And I don't think the four creatures only represents ordained ministers in church.
能够帮助带领整个教会兴旺起来的，就是狮子。
Anyone who could help mobilize the prosperity of the church could be.
我在还没有当传道以前，我当教育系的系务者。
Before I was a preacher, I was a religious coordinator.
那个时候我们有一个弟兄啊，他还在读大学。
An RE coordinator, and there was a brother who was in college.
他带初级班五十几个学生。
He led the J1, and there was 50.
那天晚上啊，有时候要补习，很多学生都没有来。
And at night, many people had to go to tutoring classes, and they couldn't.
但是他每次还是下午，他摩托车骑着一家一家去找。
But every Saturday night, he went to all the households to look for these.
他说没有关系，你们功课不好，我星期天带你们做功课。
He said, if your grades are not good, come on Sunday and I'll help you.
你们都来聚会。
Come to church and I'll help you.
结果到了年底呀、啊，全部都出席了四十几个。
And by the end,
没有缺席一次的。
By the end of the year, all 40 some people showed up every single Sunday.
后来那些青年渐渐长大了，都在每个教会里面都很重要的工人。
And as these youth grew up, they all became very important workers.
所以我觉得说这就是狮子。
And I think that he would be a lion.
能够带动整个教会的圣工发展。
A lion who could bring the work of God up.
哎呦，任劳任怨，好像牛一样。
And you also need to endure hard
work. 牛全身都有用啊。
An ox.Is like that, and his whole body is useful for us.
啊，全部最后全部烧上去献祭，完全的奉献。
And even an ox was burned totally on the altar.
牛肉、牛奶、哦、牛排什么都好。
We use all kinds of a cow. We drink the milk. We eat the meat.
全完全的奉献。
And cow.
牛力也很有力量，可以拉出耕田呐、啊。
We and the cow can work in the field. It's totally sacrificed.
再来就是人性。
And the human nature.
那有的人呢、啊，会做事不会做人。
Some people know how to do things, but they don't know how to behave.
所以有的说，有的医生啊，啊，有医术没有医德。
Some doctors are criticized for knowing how to diagnose but not to treat their patients.
我们不只是要做事，还学做人。
We need to know both how to do things and how to interact.
真的，我们教会里面很多长辈啊。啊、真的很值得我们学习。
And there are many elders that we could learn a lot from.
非常有爱心哈、啊，
they are
关怀别人，这样
love
很有爱心
，caring heart，
很有人性，人真人。
And they are really true compassion.
另外一个就是属灵的力量，好像飞鹰一样。
And the last is the eagle, which is spiritual power.
好，我们就互相勉励，一起默祷。
With mutual encouragement, let's pray in silence.